Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love, and Let It Be. What a great song, what a great message. Welcome to the show today. I have our special co-host with us today, Susan Glenn, who's been on the show with us in the past. She's a personal development coach and an energy healer, certified with the Healing Codes, and a very special friend of mine filling in for Dr. Lana Love while she's working away today. Welcome,
So,
Susan.
well, I'm delighted to be here. Just delighted to be here. So,
You
hello, everybody. I hope you're going to enjoy the show because we have a super guest for you in Alan Pratt, and we're going to talk to him. We're also going to experience what he is able to do for us. And the first thing I would like to ask Alan is, how do you pronounce it?
How do I pronounce what? My name, Alan Pratt.
No,
Alan, A-L-A-N, Pratt, Pratt. Good evening, everybody. Blessings and
Welcome,
love.
Alan. Susan just jumped right into it. Jump right into the water. It's beautiful.
I meant the healing process
The
that you.
name of the modality
Yes, please.
is called, listen to this, it's called Iowuizui. And I'm fascinated by how many vowels are in it. Iowuizui. And spirit tapped it out on a keypad on a laptop with my finger. That's how the first way I got it. It was before spirit even spoke through me, and then it just developed. And then, and I'm told that it's a modality that's sort of unique and individual to each person as they into it. And it's very compatible with other modalities. And you can also say it and have fun with it. However you want to, you can pronounce it differently, like Iowuizui, because it does healing work just by saying it.
Yes.
I think I'd better. I think you'd better introduce yourself first of all. I know you're a referral to us from a strong recommendation from our guests last week, Patrick McCormick and Rebecca Renee, and you're in Florida, and you're a well-known healer and. You just go ahead and tell us about your background first, so we can get acquainted.
Yes, I'm very grateful to Renee and Patrick for suggesting that I be on your show. We are doing an event, the three of us, at the Metaphysical Chapel of South Florida in Fort Lauderdale, January 1, 2, and 3. So that's our connection. And so I'm really delighted to be here. I have a background as an actor and a health coach and a personal trainer. And I lived in New York for 25 years pursuing a career in theater and film and television. And during that time, I had a fascinating life filled with what I would call a path of initiation, where I was introduced to all sorts of things like working with plant medicine like ayahuasca and doing Vipassana meditation retreats and working with landmark education, doing transformational seminar work. So these are parts of the background that led me to channeling and being a healer. I was told in 1996, when I was 36 years old, by a trance channel in Florida, whose name I do not recall now, that I would heal the masses and speak to the masses on a global scale. These were the words that the
Right.
spirit spoke through this man, and I was, found that very
Wow.
daunting. At the time, I was a waiter in New York trying to sell a screenplay, and it just didn't make sense to me. But over the
Well, that's
following
what we're doing now.
13, say again?
That's what we're doing right now. You're speaking to the masses. This is wonderful. It's like
And I'm loving it. I'm so honored to be doing this. This is probably the largest radio show that I've been on. I started channeling 6 years ago. It was another
Wow.
13 years after the first prediction, but I kept hearing it from like London to LA, from the Spiritualist Association of Great Britain in London, very respectable, association. They would say things like, you're going to tour the world and it's going to be football stadiums. And I just I couldn't
Wow.
I couldn't but I kept hearing it, so I trusted it. And what I didn't get was that I was being put on a path of purification, because I
Yes.
became a raw foodist along the path and did hundreds of days of fasting and cleansing. And I find this to be very key to channeling a huge amount of frequency to do a lot of healing work with like crowds of people, is to be a very pure vessel. So along the
Yes.
path, I also let go of all, animal products and alcohol and, you know, I don't drink coffee or anything like that. I'll be 56 next month. I haven't been to a doctor in more than maybe 10 to 15 years, haven't taken an aspirin in more than a decade. So I find that all of that together led me to my hand suddenly moving on its own in 2009 at a spiritual yes. ceremony in Miami, where I am now. And that then led to a six-year path of touring the country and working with hundreds of other healers and musicians to find out what healing is all about.
So you're on a path that a lot of our guests are on, and that Susan, I think Susan's on, and I'm certainly on, and Lana. It's a very, very high, a very purposeful path, a very divine path, and it's very exciting. It sounds like you're on fire, I guess, is the way to put it, the way some Christians would say. And it's really wonderful to hear. I can hear it in your voice.
I feel the presence of spirit right now very powerfully because I'm with you. And because I'm in the presence of so many people who are on a powerful spiritual path, the listening audience. And so I do have a lot of frequency flowing through me already, even though we're having I'm only speaking as myself right now. So I am a little overexcited, you know?
Can I say something quick, Alan? Susan, we were talking just before the show, and we were looking at your powerful practices, and Lana and I have been working on intentional communities for quite a while, eco-villages, and Susan made a statement, and I happened to catch on to it, and I wrote it down as I do, because I enjoy writing. That's my form of expression and self-expression. And she said, when two like-minded people come together, they create an intentional community, just like in the Bible where Jesus said, the church is when two people come together, no matter where they are, to worship the Creator in His name or whatever. So this is us. We're an intentional community right here and now in this moment. We're creating a high energy. And everyone listening, of course, is also in our community, our intentional sort of group. So this is excellent.
So my thought was that it does only take two people to create the beginnings of an intentional community of any kind.
Mm.
I agree, and when I would like to distinguish my use of the phrase intentional communities, I didn't understand this phrase until I was sort of granted a warehouse in Brooklyn in New York. It felt like spirit sort of guided me to this warehouse because the deal was just crazy, and I got a hold of a warehouse in downtown Brooklyn, and I wanted it to be only an event space to do ayahuasca ceremonies and raw food events and tribal trance dance ceremonies, all sorts of cultural, artistic events. And what happened instead was it turned into a commune with 18, 20 residents and an event space. And I was sort of forced to understand what it is to have a community of people who are not, you know, a family by birth, you know, come together and live together and create together. That's what I mean by intentional communities. And I didn't intend to manage one of these, but I ended up with this artist's warehouse, and the value of it has been extraordinary. And I feel that there's going to be more and more intentional communities in the future. They're already all over the place. There's even online guide to intentional communities all over the United States. You know, whether they're organic farms or in the middle of cities in warehouses, it's a beautiful way to experience a community that has commitments together, whether it's to growing food or to doing healing work or to any kind of spiritual gatherings within the home. I think this is just a beautiful way to build community.
Just like the New Earth Nation and New Earth Project with Sasha Stone, Lana and I have certainly been very active in visiting eco-villages and talking to people about building self-sustainable living communities all over the world. It's a growing movement, and it's very, very nice to see people getting back to the earth and doing those sustainable living practices.
So it's actually one version of it, and it means that people are trying to be a little bit more conscious of their lives, a little bit more aware, and give themselves that expanded experience of life rather than just doing life by accident.
Right. Yeah, being
and this is why the festival scene is so crucial at this time, because it is at the festivals where people are taught many things, from sustainability to eco-living to working with music and movement, and people who don't just sort of wander into yoga classes. I think the festival scene is sort of the cutting edge of where society is going, and it's festival scene is happening around cities all over this country now. And I find that that's been an important part of my path as a healer, was to show up at the festival scene and to work with healers who do all different kinds of
Yeah, so we're trying to be conscious. We're really trying to be conscious creators, and we're really trying to... Leonard and I, I call it the New Earth movement, and I think that's what a lot of us are involved in. So
exactly.
Everybody's offering a lot of new exciting ideas, and one of them is energy healing. I think that's one of the things
true.
We wanted to get into.
And I was listening to Alan, I feel that what you're speaking to, Alan, and particularly on your website, you speak about a number of different practices in life, and it's something that I've been attempting with me. Balance my life so that each different section of my life has the power, the ethics, the clarity, and the motor running in the way that I am with my energy, and then move forward with that so that my whole self feels balanced in life. And then I feel more authentically me. Is that a little bit along the lines of what you're meaning? Because it sounds to me
as
if it is.
The whole person. Yes.
Well, absolutely. I teach. You know, I am a living example. When people look at me and they feel the energy coming through me, they will know how I live. And so many people have not been turned on, called the greener on a Facebook group that has every month hundreds of people, I hope soon to be thousands of doing a monthly 3-day green cleanse. You learn these practices, you got to give it away. You know, you got to get it into mainstream. So I try to educate as many people as I can about cleansing the body and just going greener and doing green juice cleansing and eating more live, more vegan, more raw, you know, because it clears the channels and opens up for the light and the energy to move through.
It is. It's important to put positive things into your body, positive thoughts, positive foods, because our body is alive. I mean, that was my first book, The Body Alive Principle, that all organs and systems and cells are alive and have their own individual consciousness. And everything we put into our body, from our thoughts and emotions, that keeps our body going or creates dysfunction. So we're in all areas of our life. So
tell us a little bit about your modality,
Iyo-Uizui. Now, I got the name directly from Spirit, and they say that this is coming through me and a handful of other people, 11. That word just was spoken by Spirit, 11 other people on the planet. I don't know if I've met any of these other people. You know, that it's coming through about 11 or 12 of us fully. But get this, as I have gone around the country, I have met hundreds of people whose bodies have actively moved exactly like mine does when I channel, and our bodies move together as if we were choreographer. It's not random, and the movements are that, you know, you would hit the person if you weren't being so guided by Spirit. And this is a confirmation that we are being guided together. And so I'm finding many other people who this modality is coming through or from within, as distinct from being taught by other people who do it. It's being activated, and I consider myself an activator of this modality. And when I first started channeling, my spiritual teachers looked at me and they said, oh, wow, this is not about you. All you are going to do is give other people their own direct contact with this source energy, and they'll have a unique version of it that they do.
So you're then a pipe or a link to them. And I would ask you, what do you feel that it is actually achieving in that? What is the energy doing for people? What does it give them?
How does this process work, and what's the result of it? How does it activate in you? And
I'm going to say that I do not have a scientific understanding of how it works. I have listened to people who have strong practices with well-known modalities like quantum touch or Reiki or any other modality, and they seem to know more about what they are doing specifically than I do. I have allowed this to remain somewhat of a mystery. What I do is I feel it, and I feel it so strongly coming through me. I feel it move my body, move my voice, and the results are what shows me how it works, because right when I began 6 years ago, my hands started moving at an ayahuasca ceremony in Miami, and I got to stay at West Palm Beach, and a man came to me who I casually, and he was a 57-year-old man, and I did not know that he had throat and tongue cancer. He knew that I had a Reiki certificate, but I had only been practicing Reiki for a few months, and he just sort of was guided by to contact me the day after my hands started moving, and he came to me, and when I opened the door, he had a goiter very large on his neck, and you, when he opened his mouth, you could see the cancer eating the inside of his throat. And I knew, I thought, this is it. This is a miracle standing in front of me, and I must follow this. So it's that kind of, you know, and so 7 weeks later, by working with him 2 or 3 times a week, he had no cancer. After
Amazing.
7 weeks and six, and 6 years later, he was on television with me in Miami just a few months ago.
That's amazing.
Because he's in excellent health now. So it's like Spirit gave me that at the very beginning to show me this is real. Trust
yes.
this
yeah.
and follow the path like that. Pardon me, I'm going to cough for just a moment because Spirit's starting to come through me now a little bit stronger. I just need to cough it up a little bit here, okay?
Definitely.
Okay. So this is what happens when I work with people.
Yes.
People literally cough up the dis-ease or the darkness or whatever is the imbalance. You could call it energy. You could say it's old, stale energy, old programming. I've heard it called everything.
Yes.
And what we say that this is a shamanic healing, meaning that it's deep and you purge by coughing and, you know, people cry and they have the emotions come up. So when you ask me, like, how does it work, I would say that's how I gauge how it works is by observing the participants at the experience that they have and then looking at the results, like cancer cures. I've had people drop canes, you know, after one session. I've had people drop addictions, like smoking cigarettes, just from being in a 100 people in a ceremony with me at a festival.
What would you like to do with us today? What would you like to put across in the way of energy for people so that they can receive it on the interview and be able to utilize that after the interview is then in replay and people can come back to the radio show, go into the archives and pick up this and feel and experience you, the energy, and a healing from you over the airwaves? Can you manage that?
Oh, yes, my dear, and I'm so honored to have the opportunity to, and I would say as many minutes as you'd like to give me, up to, say, 10 minutes, I would like to let Spirit sing, whistle, and speak in English through me and in light languages. They speak in many languages through me. I'd like to let them just do whatever it is they want to do because they know what they want to do through me. I'm kind of a puppet in that sense.
Sure.
And I'd like to let them just deliver. They're saying golden light, pink light, and they're showing me a pyramid with a bolt of white lightning coming down from the cosmos to the earth. And and they're showing me Egypt now and saying that a lot of the listeners have a strong association with the Egyptian civilization. And so they want to bring in that culture, mm-hmm. and they want to bring in the Archangel Metatron, and they're saying they want to bring in, they want a lot, they're tapping on my heart now and saying that they would like to let me guide everybody through a little breathing and to lie down or sit back and chill out and just let me bring in the light and the love. Sound good?
Excellent. Well, that sounds excellent. I would say that we'll probably take a break shortly. Is that right, David?
Yeah, I think we'll take a quick break. I understand what you're doing. Patrick did this last week, and it was very powerful. And we've gotten some we got excellent feedback and results from people on this. And
that way, we can give you a free rein after the break to just go for it and take whatever time that spirit requires to get this through, because that would be very powerful. And we'll just sit here like sponges and soak it up, baby.
Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll just take a quick music break, and we'll be right back Alan Pratt, which is a family name of mine as well. Synchronicity. Hello, welcome back to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love, and I have special host Susan Glenn with us today.
Hello.
And our guest interviewee is Alan Pratt from Florida, psychic healer, and we're about to go into a really powerful meditation session and channeling session with Alan.
Are you ready? Are you relaxed? Have you got a nice comfortable place? And can you just let yourself be and soak it up?
Okay, let's turn it over to Alan.
Deep into the belly. Blessing, we are the light and the love. We are Madre Maria, we are Metatron. I would like to heal you. My hand touches your heart, breathing deep, relax your jaw, let out a sigh. Breathing in the chest, breathing through the breastbone, tapping on your own heart now, and breathing deep into the groin. Now breathing from the crown, down to the chakras, down to the meridians, down to the legs, down to the soles and toes, into Pachamama, Pachamama, Pachamama. Feel the rhythm of the jungle, Amazonia. Welcome the spirits of the nature world into your heart. Breathe the green leaves into your heart. Breathe in the green. Breathe out the old, the past, the trauma, the stale. Breathing together Let out a sigh, a moan. Let something come up and out right now, breathing deep. Feeling is healing. Feeling the hands of the angels. Hands of light and love. Feeling the angels lengthening your spine. White light, the vine, the serpent, the spine. Feeling your spine lengthening, breathing into your spine. I feel so much love. I feel that I can heal because I want to be a healer too. I know this is what's on the other side of my own pain, of my own disease. If I can heal me, then maybe I can heal you. Ushinar kuru itsiner makuru. Shambar kuru emena. Shirtiara kuru. Breathing deeper, breathing deeper, willing to release all that which is no longer of service with love into the light, liberation for all, willing to release all which no longer serves, breathing it out the window to the trees, to the sky, back to Pachamama, deep to the crystal core, a rainbow hued, spinning crystal. Core of Pachamama, breathe up your disease and let it go back into the earth to be reborn, recycled, the violet flame, the violet flame. Breathing. I'm willing to receive all the golden light from the heavens above. Let it melt into the body, let it melt into the aura, golden frequencies of love and light. Let it melt into your body like butter into a stack of pancakes, breathing, feeling, feeling the healing, feeling, allowing sadness to surface. If you feel sad, if it's irritation or anger, if you feel physical pain in your body, know that it is transient. It is moving up and out to be free, to be free, to be free. I love, I love, I'm willing, I am willing. I open, I breathe, I feel, I am, I am, I am that I am. Breathing, feeling, we are one in this ceremony now. Feeling the stars shining in our eyes. Feeling our own vision expanding. Seeing, seeing is believing. Knowing, knowing in the heart that I am a healer. I heal myself by showing up with the tribe, feeling the heartbeat of everyone together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maria Magdalena is with us. Hail Yahweh, Yeshuah, Jesus Christ. Madre Maria, Madre Maria, Madre Maria.
Ask you later.
We are the world. And you are too, silly ones. Don't be so hard on yourselves, and try harder at the same time. We will give you a bit of coaching now. We want you to take better care of yourselves, and most of you just aren't. We love you so much, and we need you. We need you to be more loving to each other, and more peaceful, and less needy of so many things, and more attentive to the needs of healing in the world and making sure that our brothers and sisters aren't living on the streets. That's so important now. We must share the wealth. And so, we are the world of spirit, and we say David and Susan and Alan and all of the beautiful beings listening, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. We love you so, and we feel your love, and we are grateful for the profound connection and brief ceremony this evening. We encourage you to enjoy your astral travels, and we encourage you to drink hydrating fluids after this radio program, so that we may continue to work with you. Feel the vibration, feel the frequency in your physical body. Know that we are within you, around you, and we are you. So much love, so much love, so much love. We will bow out of the human element. All breathe and make a tone together, a traditional om. Let's all inhale. Blowing you kisses and sending you a hug. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
That was really profound, and it definitely affected both David and myself and brought forward lots of energy, first tingling through my body, and then you sent me into a beautiful feeling of letting go when you made me touch the heart. And then orgasmic energy, and it has then ended up with this amazing amounts of air releasing into the digestive system, which is commonly known as I burped like mad. But it's just
excellent.
A typical way that my system shows me that amazing amounts of energy are shifting. So I've definitely dissolved and released a lot.
What about you, David? Well, I didn't have quite the same experience, but I actually, while I had my eyes closed, I certainly did feel it. And while I had my eyes closed, I saw someone here with us, as I do, you know, sort of behind your eyelids in your mind. I saw the shadow of a person here, and I saw the eyes and a little bit of the faces of various beings. So, yeah, that was really good. That was very powerful.
Yes, profound.
Beautiful. Thank you for giving me that opportunity to channel spirit.
I think that the audience are going to be able to benefit from this, and this is the beauty of things being recorded. It will then be there for people to come into, and I personally have had people come back to me and email me after David and Lana had interviewed me, and they email me, they speak to me. I've now met some people, because some of the folk who have listened to the radio station have been here live in Australia, where I've been able to meet them. And I've also had overseas contact as well as feedback. So expect the same thing for you too, Alan.
I love it, and I would love to come to Australia. And if people want to contact me, my website is alanpratt.net.
Thank you.
I'm a big yes.
Yes, absolutely. That was great. I'm at a loss for words, which is unusual.
Well, I was going to say you will love Australia, because we happen to be up in the middle of Queensland, right on the coast, and I literally got out of the sea, which is beautifully warm, to come and do this radio interview with you. So we're really blessed. We've got a gorgeous day
here.
Yeah,
we do. I was just in the ocean with my shepherd and just running around in the ocean. So now we're here doing this. This is good, and sending out lots of love to Dr. Lana Love for the work that she's doing to help us out with this. And we do reach a lot of people. I'm not sure exactly what the statistics are, but we do get a lot of great feedback on all our guests. And
So expect the unexpected.
Always.
I'm sure you do already.
Yeah, we still have some time.
Well, from your beach to South Beach, Miami Beach, which is where I am right now, it's been a blessed connection, that's for sure.
Yes, certainly powerful. Tell me, what else would you like to say that fits in with this healing? What do you feel people might notice about their life? Would you recommend that we just watch our life and see what's different?
I'm not sure I got the question clearly. Just basically, what advice do I have for people at this time? Are we talking about psychic? Hang on. Let me just see what Spirit wants to say. Good evening. We're back for just a moment.
That's fine.
To recommend that everybody be connected more to nature and go out and hug a tree. And we mean really get up against a tree, your whole chakra line from your throat down to your groin, and yourself against the tree and wrap your arms around the tree and breathe real deep through the ground. Breathe real deep, and you're going to feel something wash out of your body into the earth. And you know something? It's going to happen for the tree too. It's good for you. It's good for the tree. So that's the number one piece of advice that we have for the listening audience. And then number two, Mom, I'd like to come in and say that we also would like people to be more careful on the highways and stop drinking alcohol and coffee, because they're pure acid. They're acid, and they're not good for the body, and they should drink green juice instead of coffee. Every morning, everybody should stop drinking coffee and stop drinking green juice. That's what we say from the world of spirit. And now we're going to have one more voice come in and give a bit of advice to the listening public, and that is to be more involved in your local government, because it isn't being run properly, and you should be more involved and less involved in sports and shopping malls, and more involved in the running of your community so that the poor people on the streets aren't living on the streets. We know we said this before, but we're going to step in at the end and say, this is good for your physical health, to be more involved in the community and to look out for people who have less than you do makes your disease go away. Not very scientific, but from the world of spirit, we tell you it works. You be of service in the world, and people are not of service enough. They look to take care of themselves and maybe their families, and then they don't look much further. A lot of people go to church and they do a little bit of service, and then they say, that's enough. It's not enough. If you look around this world, there's a lot that needs to be done that isn't being done, and people are spending too much time watching the boob tube and going to the shopping malls and going to the sporting arenas. And there's a lot of cleaning up that needs to be done in our neighborhoods. So that's our bit of slapping people on the hand and saying, you know, wake up And then we'd also like to come in, and now this is a gentler voice. We would recommend that anyone over the age of approximately 18 check out the use of plant medicine, such as ayahuasca, A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A, ayahuasca, A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A. Ayahuasca is the most powerful plant medicine on the planet. It not only heals disease, it awakens your inner God, for you're all gods and goddesses, and we want you to behave as such. And when you engage in a cleaner lifestyle, a greener lifestyle, and then take the plant medicine, you awaken to the multidimensional reality that is so far beyond the day-to-day realm that you function in. There's a reason that you all love the films like Avatar and Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. It is because the full spectrum of reality is more like that than the life you live each day. And so to awaken, clean out your bodies, take the plant medicine, and meditate deeply, and go out in nature and hug the trees, be less materialistic, and hug more people every day, not just the trees, but hug more people, hug strangers, be brave, say, hi, I know I don't know you, and I don't really want anything from you, but could I please have a hug? I want to hug at least 10 people today that I've never met before. It's a project that I'm doing to heal the cancer inside my lung. You see what we're saying? If people with lung cancer went out and hugged 10 more people each day, don't you think they'd stand a much better chance of surviving?
Bubbling champagne.
It makes sense, doesn't it? So go out and hug more people, hug the trees, and be more peaceful. We'll leave it at that, dear ones. We're checking out.
Wow, that sounds like something Robin Williams would do.
Wow! Right here, huh? That was sensational.
All right, now, David, I'm back. It's Alan.
Oh, yes.
I have no idea who all those British people were. I've rarely had a lot of British voices speak for me like that. It's very unusual.
Yes. I felt, first of all, I thought there were three. Then I felt a fourth. And now I think altogether you brought through about five, would you say?
Six or eight different, and they do that. I'm very fluid.
Yes.
A lot of different voices, but I have not heard that string of, I have no idea why they were all British. Or, you know, it's very interesting range. I don't know, British, they could be Australian. What does it sound like to you?
Australian.
A full range of...
Well, there was a slight intonation towards Australian accent, but mostly British, I would say, too. Different areas, different dialects. But just a fascinating line there. This is some work that I do, too. I have a group of people that I meet with, and we are learning to do what you're doing far more skillfully than we're managing. My L plates are very big and on my forehead with this, but it's a very exciting part of being able to bring through the purer truth than we're allowing ourselves to look at in life. And I have to think that the capacity of your body to move that purity of vibration through has been enhanced by the diet that you have and the cleansing that you have been doing through your life, because that too has been part of my path. It's very familiar indeed, Alan. Mm.
I will also say that the energy healing is so powerful that my body just feels amazing, and this is beyond all of the diet and the fasting and all of that. The energy healing in and of itself is extraordinary, and I want to say that I never sang like this. This is only the last 5 years after I turned 50. I did not sing. I mean, I grew up in the theater, and but I was never much in musicals or anything. I just wasn't much of a singer, and this has all happened by allowing spirit to do it.
Yeah, that's very unusual. I've never heard anything like it. It's very...
So could I ask you, when you feel the impulse to open your mouth and sing like that, do you find that you set yourself aside in some way and then go ahead and sing?
I feel completely present, completely in my body, and I'm listening to what's coming through me and witnessing it. And there's a separate track running all the time. You know, there's a commentary, you know. I can be full voice. My body and voice can be going full tilt, and I've got another track going. Because I grew up in the theater. As a performer, and you both know this, that you have a stage manager in you. That's commenting, how's this going? What must they think of this funny sound coming through me? You know, I have an opinion about everything. So I don't know how much to the side I get, but they don't seem to find my brain to be an interference in channeling through me. They know that I'm just a human with a personality and an opinion.
We've only got a minute left, so we're going to have to just, I had so much to ask you, but we need to go now.
We do. We thank you so much. You've given us a really rich experience. And if you'd like to just say your website again for us, please, where people can contact you.
It's www.alanpratt.net, A-L-A-N-P, as in Peter, R-A-T-T.net, A-L-A-N-P-R-A-T-T.net.
Great. We've only got about 30 seconds. I just want to thank you for being on the show so much. Great referral from Patrick and Renee. We had a great time. That was a very powerful meditation for both of us, and I hope for everyone else.
I'm still tingling. It was a delight to meet you.
I love you, new friends. Thank you, thank you.
Okay.
All the best.
All the best. And thank you, Susan, for being on the show.
Oh, it's been a delight.
We welcome people to contact Susan as well.
Yes, www.thehealingcodes.com.au. And I'd be delighted to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have Laura Eisenhower next week. Very excited. The Cosmic Sophia. And I have experience with the goddess Sophia. So we're very excited to have Laura next week. And we thank you for listening in. And we'll see you next time on Universal Soul Love. Take care.